Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Whenever you hear this song, it means our boy Peter Rosenberg is set to join us. Usually from New York, but you never know with a man that has the profile of Peter Rosenberg. He could be anywhere. Hello, Peter. How do you do, brother?
That's very sweet of you, and I am in New York.
Good. Listen, I'm going to apologize for something that I think happened. Our very own Jeff Walker just offer to give you a tattoo?
He did. He asked me whether or not I would trust him to give me a tattoo. And I told him promptly, no, I would not. But the good news is I'm not looking for a tattoo. So this isn't a bridge we actually have to cross.
You are on two different New York City radio stations, Hot 97 and ESPN New York. You've been doing this a long time, including at this station once upon a time. You're doing WWE, you're doing podcasts, you're doing everything. You deal with a lot of producers calling you, waiting on hold, going on the air. Have you ever been asked for a tat in any of those situations?
Honestly, no. You know what I'm saying? So in that sense, I like Jeff's gumption. You know what I mean? I really do.
I'm glad you call it gumption.
Isn't that nice?
I bet I know someone's gumption that you like way more, and his name's Jaden Daniels. 3-1 through 4 games. How fired up are you with your burgundy and gold?
Listen, I'm no longer playing the I have this really bad tendency, and it's not just with the Commanders, though it is certainly strong with them, on account of the history, but like this need to always, when something good happens, to add an asterisk or an if, and, you know, I hope, and but I don't want to jinx it. I'm just enjoying this, man. This is awesome. You know, I went out on Sunday. I had some work to do in L.A., and I did it in the morning, and it worked out great because we were out west. So because we were playing Arizona, I finished up. I went to my favorite sports bar in L.A. where I've watched many a bad Redskin losses back in the day. And I posted up, and my friend was ready to leave. And it was 42-14 with 5 minutes left. And I didn't know what my life was. I
I was like, what is it like to have this feeling of your team is on the road beating the absolute crap out of a team that they're supposed to beat the absolute crap out of? Now, we can get into a conversation about how Vegas saw that line the way they did. That's bizarre to me. Hey, what do you want, Rocky? I don't understand that part, but it's an amazing feeling, and, you know, it has you thinking this week. You go, Washington -3 at home against Cleveland? Does Vegas, like, not believe in us at all? Is there something we don't know? But this thing is awesome, and Jaden is proving to be – he's beyond, I think, any expectation so far that anybody had for him, truthfully. This is the level of precision, the decision-making. Guys, the first time we talked, I said, oh, can he just throw the ball away more? Can he just get out of bounds? Can he just be safer? Can he just be smarter? The answer is yes. He is safer and smarter every single week with his body and with the football.
Totally, man. And yeah. I'm curious for you, and you – I mean, it's one thing doing hip-hop and stuff, but you also do sports radio up there where I know it's been pretty relentless for you through all the bad times with callers and even your co-hosts and everybody just giving you a hard time about being a Washington fan. What's it like right now?
Quiet. Very quiet. You know, like, you know, it's a lot of fun. And so far, I think I am still probably taking it, you know, one day at a time and not getting crazy. But I will say I'm starting to push the envelope of pissing off my co-hosts a bit more by asking all of our guests about the Commanders. Because now it seems like a way more reasonable question. It doesn't right. seem like me shoehorning it in. Like, yeah. Why wouldn't Dan Orlovsky want to talk about Jaden Daniels? I mean, and certainly, obviously, we have SVP on every week. He's obviously happy to talk about it as well. But it's a real subject. So I'm enjoying it, man. I'm trying not to. Listen, guys, we still have that second Giants game sitting out there in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Let us sweep the Giants and let it not happen with them being without a kicker. Like, let us beat them by, like, 14 points. Then I will escalate the ish talk.
I will volunteer to come on the show with you.
I would love that.
But you allowed yourself to enjoy this some. I know over the last 20 plus years it's been hard to enjoy it, even when they have a good moment here or there. Have you allowed yourself to be happy over these last 4 weeks?
No, I really have. The last mm-hmm. the last two, I've really eased into enjoying it. You know, it probably started clicking halfway through the Monday nighter. That halfway through that game, I started feeling like, wait a second. This kid is serious. This team is kind of serious. And then, by the way, I mean, we have talked many times on this show about the flaws of that defense, and rightfully so, but, like, they're kind of tightening up little by little. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're going to end up being a stout defense. I don't think they will, but I don't think they'll need the most stout defense to compete this year, because this offense could be incredibly potent, guys. I mean, everybody's falling head over heels for the Minnesota offense, and with good reason, but, like, I really think Washington's right there in the conversation, second best offense in the conference.
Dude, I think you're right. And one thing I noticed you tweeted the other day, you can give Peter a follow at Rosenberg Radio. You want Davante Adams. Now, maybe that has changed. It seems pretty clear he's going to the Jets if he goes anywhere. But you are in on that pursuit, correct?
Well, I would have been. I mean, it depends what it requires, right? Like, I don't know, you know, what it would have required to get him. If it had been a second-round pick, potentially. I just feel like, you know, he is the difference. He could be a difference between a team being very good and being just absolutely incredible. Well, you know, you look at this offense, and the ball distribution is great. Like, obviously, we know it took Terry time to get going with Jaden a bit. They seem to have picked it up a little bit. But when you look at the offense, guys, at the end of a game, it's not as if we have, like, that one incredible breakout offensive star who's a complete terror to defenses. And I think adding that would be cool. I'm not bending over backwards about it, but when I saw their name in the mix, and now it sounds like they're not even in the mix at all, but that initial report had them in, like, the first four teams potentially interested. hell yeah. I don't, Davante Adams, they don't grow on trees.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, well, and one thing I'll say is, for a long time, whenever a guy wants out or there's a free agent and the Skins, Commanders always get linked in just because the thought process is always like, that's just a crazy organization. Who knows what they're going to do? Now, I mean, again, I don't think it's happening. I don't think it ever was happening. I think it's Jets or bust. But it could. You could look at that and be like, well, maybe Davante Adams just wants to play with Jaden. You know? And that, I don't think it's going to happen in season. But when we get to free agency next year, I think teams will look at Washington in a way that hasn't happened in a really long time.
Oh, it's so game-changing. So if you end up, it's actually a shame, guys, that we're, and I never thought I'd say this, oh my God, it's actually a shame that we're not on national TV more often. And obviously, normally you would never say that because we are so trash on national TV. But now you want people to get a look at this team, you know? You don't want to be buried. You buried at 405 against Arizona, 405 against Carolina. What it's probably going to be Kevin Kugler calling the Cleveland game next week. You know what I mean? Now you want eyeballs on this team because you're right. Like, people are going to see this team play and see the way the offense operates and go, oh man, I want me some of that. So I think you're right, Peter, it could happen.
Think about this. The Texans last year played 16 games Sunday at 1 o'clock. Every single one of their games. Then they got to week 18, their 17th game, and it was a win and in against the Colts, and they were Sunday Night Football, right? Whereas this year, now that C.J. Stroud has arrived and everything has kind of happened, they have two Monday nights, two Sunday nights, and a 4:30 national game against the Ravens, and that's before any flexing starts. So if they show it this year, it will come next year.
Well, that's the scary part. I mean, and listen, Houston has somehow managed their way to a good record, but they don't quite look like they looked at the end of last year. So, yeah, listen, be careful what you wish for. But I guess I should be happy that we're kind of on the low a little bit. But I'll throw this at you guys. I got into an argument with a higher up at my company because I was talking about how I want to be talking more Commanders and Jaden Daniels. And I'm like, guys, I've been boring our company talking about the Commanders for years now. I think this is really going to become a story. And we had a little bit of back and forth, and he sort of made the comp to Houston last year. And I said, listen, man, no disrespect. First of all, I do think Jaden is going to be on a completely different level than C.J. Stroud. But that's his gut. That's me being a fanboy, and that's fine. But here's what I think is undeniable. The Commanders getting good is good for NFL business.
Hell yeah.
The Houston Texans, with all due respect, they're a nothing burger. Like, there's no history. There's just not. So the fact is, if this team is balls out, if this Commanders team were to ball out, and it's so early, we could end up on the outside looking in still. Who knows? But if it goes the way you hope it does, and this division does not look great right now, certainly Philly showed that last weekend. Guys, I think we become a huge national story if they're actually a really good and competent football team. I really do.
I'm with you because the brand, the loyalty of this fan base is just like waiting. I think a lot of people right now are kind of approaching it with trepidation. But like if you get through the next month and all of a sudden 3-1 becomes 6-2, things are going to get for real. And it's going to get really, really interesting. Pete, we got to let you roll, dude. Is it Mets mania up there? Obviously a big game tonight.
I mean, listen, I'll say this. It's certainly more Mets mania here than it is O's mania in Baltimore right now. But, I mean, that was
awesome. Why you got to go and do that, love, huh?
Listen, I watched every inning. What a horrible – it's like the worst-case scenario. This whole Orioles season was kind of a worst-case scenario in a lot of ways. But unlike the Orioles, though, you go into this Mets third game feeling confident because they've at least been putting the bat on the ball. So I think people still feel good about them. There were some questions about the bullpen last night. But, yeah, people are very excited. And the Yankees are on a break for, like, 2 years. So it's all Mets right now.
All right. We'll be watching tonight. I'm probably rooting for the Brewers, though. Let everybody up there know. Thank you for the call, dude.
I'll report. Later, guys.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got bets to make.
Follow that fellow.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.